questions. Got everybody? Y'all ready? All right, first of all, congratulations to our basketball team. What a great run. 18-0 in the league, first time ever, and a 30-game winning streak. It was an amazing job and a great run, a lot of fun to watch. Scrimmage Saturday, pretty pleased overall on both sides of the ball. I thought there were some good things. Offensively, we had 10 explosive plays, which was outstanding. 5 runs and 5 passes. I thought we were really efficient on third down, especially in the early part of the scrimmage, really keeping drives alive, especially in some we created some tough down and distances for our offense. I thought we ran the ball extremely well with the first group, averaged over 5 yards per attempt. So all of those very positive things in the scrimmage. The quarterback run game was outstanding. Jeff was not live, but you can see where it creates a lot of issues for a defense. We did have 4 procedure penalties, which is 4 too many. We've got to continue to get that out of our game. We did have 1 interception on a tip ball that should have been caught or knocked down by the receiver. Jalen Tabor made a nice interception on the play. We did have 2 fumbles on the ground. We didn't lose either one. But that's 2 too many. I thought, well, we got a little tired late, especially up front on the offensive side of the ball, which we're going to be a tempo team that needs to be our advantage. So that's something we'll look at in the offseason. Defensively, we created some red zone situations in the scrimmage, and I thought we played well in the red zone. I thought overall, minus a couple defensive linemen, our effort was really good. I thought we really ran to the ball well. And then played with good effort. We had too many explosives. We had 22 missed tackles defensively, and a lot of those coming in the secondary. We've got to continue to work on tackling. When the offense does well on third down, defensively you didn't do so well on third down. It's something we've got to get off the field. We had 18 eye control issues in the secondary, and when you're dealing with young players, that's what happens. They lose their eyes when they get into scrimmage situations, game situations, and that's what we really need to work on. It's one thing when you're going in 7-on-7. It's another thing when you're in a third down period and it's a slowed down environment. And then when a young player gets out on his own and he's got to play on his own, he's got to keep his eyes in the right spots. And we had a lot of big plays because of those eye issues, and we only got 1 turnover. Kyle Christie punted the ball extremely well, really hit the ball well. Austin was 7-of-9. Field goal wise, he missed from 47 and 41, and Frankie was 7-of-8 and missed from 46. So I thought we've made some improvement as far as being more accurate and kicking the football and some red zone things and converting and getting points there. So I was pleased with that. Pleased with our coverage units and our protection and punt, and we did get a kickoff and a kickoff return alive too. So that was good to get that work in. Too much separation right now, still on both lines of scrimmage. When you talk in terms of when that first group comes out, with too much of a separation between the first and second group, I think the talent is there. I think the quality of player is there. It's just the consistency in the performance has got to pick up. But I do feel good about some of those guys coming along. I thought Antonio Riles did some really nice things at guard. We're going to continue to look at that. Very athletic for the position. And can get some movement inside. And for a guy that's only been there for 2 days, I was very pleased with what he did. Our perimeter run defense is not very good as far as leveraging the ball. We don't have a starting nickel right now. Brian and Duke have been in there, and we may look at Marcus May in there. We need to get better at that position. It's been a very productive position for us over the years, and we need to get better at that position. We really need to find an opposite corner of Vernon. I think Jalen and Duke and Brian have all done some nice things at times, but because the consistency is not there. Keon O'Neill flashed in the scrimmage and did some really nice things. Marcus May pulled his hamstring a little bit early in the scrimmage, but continues to play pretty well. Jabari Gorman has done some nice things at the safety position. I still feel pretty good about 4 linebackers that can be productive for us that are playing. Of course, Neron's not going through springs. Another guy that will give us some play at linebacker and as a pass rusher. I talked about both lines of scrimmage. I thought the receivers played well. Ahmad had a 52-yard touchdown pass. A guy that continues to improve. Quentin Dunbar's done some nice things. DeMarcus Robinson had a touchdown pass off a third down conversion. He made a couple guys miss. So Again, I think the receiver position, we're continuing to make some positive strides there. Injury-wise, Mark Herndon has a high ankle sprain, no surgery needed. He probably will miss the end of spring. Got rolled up on pretty good in the scrimmage. D-Mac, Daniel McMillan has an ankle. He missed the scrimmage. I'm hoping to get him back today or Thursday. We're planning on going today, Thursday, and then Friday. But I think we'll get him back before the spring game. Marcus May, I talked about his hamstring. I'm not sure when we'll get him back, and Rod Johnson still hasn't practiced. So that's kind of where we are on the injury front. But, again, overall, pretty pleased with Saturday. The effort, the guys got after it and competed. And, I think offensively, a little further ahead of where I thought we would be at this point as far as from an execution standpoint. Still some things we got to get better and got to clean up, but pleased with where we are. I open up for any questions.
Yeah, Will Keanu seemed like a guy that you were really hoping to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like he had a pretty good time.
He did. He is a very active, plays fast, a physical player, great toughness, a guy that was really having an outstanding all-season program. Then he unfortunately pulled a hamstring. And then we had a re-pull there the first practice there. Probably maybe should have held him, a day or two there, honestly. But a guy that really flashed in the scrimmage, and he was – when you talk in terms of playing at SEC speed, he was playing at SEC speed. I mean, you running the ball and striking and playing blocks and playing, the ball in the deep part of the field a couple times. I mean, he shows up.
What about from the recognition kind of standpoint?
Very, very good. I mean, I was very pleased with where he was as far as, his assignments and things and where his eyes need to be and leveraging the ball and some things that you would typically, miss. I mean, he missed a tackle on the sideline is a great example of what we tell our players all the time. Go pull the pin. And make the offensive player stop his feet. All these guys want to go up, and what we've all been taught when we were little was to break down. When you stop your feet against a better athlete, you have zero chance to make the tackle. But if you take the leverage point out at the right angle, and then you make the offensive player stop his feet, and it was a great example of a guy that did a textbook, had a nice thud on the carrier, made him stop his feet, and then it was still a one-yard loss for the offense because we were able to – our pursuit was able to catch up on the play. But a guy that just plays fast. It was good to see from that position a guy playing fast.
Will, do you foresee a true freshman winning that other corner position, or is it kind of open with a bunch of people?
Oh, sure. Yeah, those guys are definitely in the mix. They're good players. I mean, we just got to, eye control is a major issue. And when you get into scrimmage situations and the first time and you're on your own and Coach Robinson's not standing right behind you telling you what exactly to do, that's what happens. You lose your eyes. You start to watch the quarterback. You become a spectator in a lot of situations. And the more snaps they take, the game's going to continue to slow down for them. Jalen made a really nice play on a double move. Knocked the ball away. It was an outstanding play. Duke continues to play well. He's playing nickel and corner. I'm very pleased with both guys.
Have you seen the kind of progress you would like to have seen out of Brian Poole this spring? Because it seems like he was a favorite guy for that nickel position.
Well, I mean, again, we just need more production out of the position. There's some things that, we just need. That needs to be a very productive position. It's a unique skill set, and then a guy's got to be able to have coverage skills and man in zone. He's got to have instincts in zone. He's got to be a good blitzer. He's got to be able to take on run game things as far as pulling guards and different things. So, and he's got that skill set. We need more production out of the position. So if Marcus's hamstring's okay, we're going to look at Marcus a little bit. He's done that before, but we just need more production there. That's a position that needs to be a productive position for us. Not the consistency you want to have. I think you go look at it right now. Jane Arndt is a guy that's is a load inside, can hold on blocks. We need to disengage more and make more plays. As far as at the point of attack, I've been pleased with some things. Gives great effort, hustles with the ball, finishes things. Still hand placement and pad level gets him in trouble at times. Joey Ivey continues to improve. But again, same sort of thing. Just hand placement, pad level gets him in trouble at times. His effort's been much better. Caleb shows flashes, but he's got to do it all the time. And the effort's not always what it needs to be, quite frankly. So of those three young guys, Tavon Bryan been very, very pleased with where he is. Really right now, he's a guy that's really coming on. He's only going to continue to get better. He runs extremely well. He's a good athlete. He's got really good strength. He's one of the stronger defensive linemen as far as just hand, hand strength. If you talk to our offensive linemen, as far as a guy that gets his hands on people, he's a tough guy to deal with as far as that's concerned. Brian Cox continues to play with a high motor and play well. John Bullard's done some really nice things. Just with not enough. Alex McAllister probably had his best scrimmage. Alex is a guy that flashed and showed some flash pass rush for us, played hard, finished some plays. Jordan Sherritt did some nice things for us. But just the consistency of what it's going to take to be really successful and have a dominant defense, not totally there. But there are some missing parts at this time, and we also realize that. But we have too much of a drop-off when you start talking from first group to second group.
How many of those guys that you just named do you hope will be in the regular rotation come fall?
Well, in a perfect world, you like to have four guys inside and four guys outside. And if you're able to play with between 8 and 10 players in this league, which normally, in my experience, is what it normally is going to take. Now, you can survive with 3 inside and 3 outside, but you're living a dangerous life with injuries. So you get one guy hurt, you got a problem. And then are you borrowing a guy like a John Bullard to play inside and outside, and you putting him in that count? So in a perfect world, you like to have 8 to 10. Realistically, I think all of those guys have the ability to be in that group. I really do. Now, will they take that next step from a maturity standpoint and understand to battle through, pain and mental and physical toughness to have it for the position? Because I think they have the ability. I think that's there. It's just a matter of how quickly it's going to come for them at a championship level.
You haven't been very happy with the center snaps. How was that last week?
We still had a couple. Disappointing. We repped a Trip in there, Max in there, and Cam Dillard. And if we continue to have those, we probably need to look a different direction. We can't afford to have that anymore. And we feel like we've remedied the issue. Sometimes as a snapper, you can't break your wrist. And that's when you create high snaps, when you start breaking your wrist. You got to keep your wrist stiff and on that. And in a couple situations, we were going on silent count and going off the center's head. And when the center's head comes up, he's got to snap it. Well, he can't elevate his pads in those situations. You create a limp snap to the quarterback, which is a low snap and hard to deal with, which takes the quarterback's eyes further off the downfield reads and things he's got to do. So it creates an issue for the entire offense when that doesn't happen. So improved, but not where it needs to be. Well, one bad snap is one too many.
Still seeing a big drop-off with the second-team offensive line as well?
Yeah, Antonio did some nice things. Trenton Brown's, playing well. He's playing really well. I think he's a guy that's continuing to improve and get better. There's no question about that. He's a guy that we'll look at some guard today. Tyler's done some nice things. So I think we just continue to get that mix. And realistically, if you can, offensive line-wise in this league, to me, if you're able to have 3 tackles and 4 combination of guard and center inside guys, and you get that combination of 8, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself going in. That's realistically in college football right now. That's about the number. So I feel like we can hit that.
With Rod Johnson and Nolan Keller, two guys who have the size that you're looking for, missing this time, how frustrating is that they don't get this developmental opportunity?
Well, I'm frustrated for them because both of them want to be out there, But it is what it is. There's not a whole lot I can do about it. That's the doctor's call.
You talked earlier in spring about, Kurt working with Jeff on some fundamental things, selling the ball.
I think he's throwing the ball extremely well. I really think he's, I think he had 3 dropped Saturday on a bubble, slant, and on a dig that I felt like it was on the interception. Thought it should have been caught. It was a dig on a 3rd down conversion. So I think he's throwing the ball. He's very accurate. We create a lot of run pass issues, run pass conflicts, I would say, for a defense with what we're doing in the run game and off the passing game off of that, to where if we get a bad run box, we're able to get out of it with a quick game, whether it's a slant or a bubble or a quicks outside. And Jeff has done a really good job because that takes quick hands to be able to get the ball from a play action situation up and out, and I think he's doing extremely well. No, both guys have done some nice things. I think that Will made a really nice adjustment off of corner pressure and hotted the ball to Andre DeBose in the red zone. It was a really nice throw. Skyler's does some nice things. So, I mean, again, both of those guys will continue to get the reps of those groups.
Going into the spring game, kind of like the big culmination of spring practice, and that chance to show up for a lot of fans who weren't able to make it to open practices, how do you kind of sell them the fact that the program's kind of moving back in the right direction?
Well, I think when they see our football team and they see offensively where we are, and I think they'll see a formal unit on defense playing well, and they're going to see a good-looking football team. We're going to have a good team next year. I mean, we just need to continue to progress. The summer months are going to be critical for us to continue to take advantage of those opportunities to take the next step offensively and then defensively as well.
Well, in January, you said how every position was open, and right now you seem pretty pleased with the way spring practice is going. Have you also been pleased with just the competitiveness of everybody competing for their spot?
Yes, very much so. I think that, when your best players are good guys, you know, and they understand how to compete, you look at Vernon Hargreaves. This guy goes out and competes every day. Dante Fowler, he's playing at a different level. Chaz Green, you know, this guy's competing extremely hard. Max Garcia, Jeff Driscoll, Quentin Dunbar. I mean, guys that I see that are maybe older guys in the program, but are going through spring ball, that are hungry, that are competing, that are playing fast, that are playing physical. When that makes those other guys, those younger guys, and those fringe guys to come and compete like they do. And so, when your best players are competitive guys and go out there and compete all the time, that's a good thing.
Well, you talked at length about the struggles that this team had with adversity last year. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can really do about that in the spring? Do you see any progress changing the attitude, the ability to?
Well, I think our attitude is much better and we're much more positive, you know, as far as especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think there's I think our guys have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. I think they got a belief and trust in what we're doing, and I think we lost that late in the year. So that's changed automatically. You know, without having to do anything. Now, I think we'll in fall camp we're going to create some adversity and some, you know, like we normally do. But our guys need to learn to battle through that, and I think they will. You know, I think that at the end of the day, when you lose confidence in what you're doing, that creates the woe is me mentality, and that's what we need to battle through. And I think certainly we've made some strides there. What's that?
How do you create it in the fall?
In the fall camp. Well, practice, you know, I think at practice in some situations you can create that and making guys battle through, you know, the mental and physical fatigue of camp, and that's something we certainly will do. I think it was fatigue. I think that, getting used to playing that many snaps, that was the first extended full scrimmage snaps that we've gone through. And so each group took about 50 snaps. It was a little over 100 plays for the entire scrimmage, not including special teams. So I would say that the biggest thing was just the contact conditioning of that maybe wore down a little bit, not used to being on the ball as quickly as we were. We had a lot of tempo snaps where we were going fast and some where we weren't, but I think some of that wore on us a little bit. It's getting better on both sides of the ball because I always look at it from both sides to be able to play fast. We wanted to experiment with multiple snap counts in the scrimmage, which was good. So that was able to make us – that's what we need to be able to do in a game situation, which is really the first time we did that. So be able to go out and execute and only have a couple issues was positive.
Being able to actually have a game this year as opposed to last year, we're kind of just like a little another practice. What's that do for you guys just as you prepare for the fall?
Well, I think it always helps when the players have to get out there in front of the fans and play, and the coaches are off, and they got to go compete. And it's like I was talking about, coaching the young secondary guys right now. You know, we had 18 issues where they got the eyes in the wrong spots. Well, when you create a little anxiety, a little emotion out there, and we'll have a great crowd. It'll be good for our players to get out in front of that crowd and understand that they've got to be able to focus in and lock in on their job and the detail of what they're supposed to do every snap. And sometimes for a younger player, it's harder. And the more times you can expose them to that, the better they're going to be, and the game's going to continue to slow down. So there's no question, you know, I want to have a spring game every year to be able to match up good on good and good personnel and do that, and that's what we plan on doing.
I have a question.
Based on Saturday, absolutely. You know, he really punted well. But I think he's had a good spring. I really do. I think he's punted well. So I think his confidence is up, and he's done some nice things. Absolutely.
How important is hearing the game play at a high level? How important is that?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at field position is so critical. And being able, you look at the percentages, and we show our guys every year after every season of the how much the percentage gains when you gain the ball on the other side of the 50. Or when you're able to flip a field and make an offense drive the ball 80 yards. It's hard to do. And so there's no question to be able to control the vertical field position with a guy like Kyle or Johnny will certainly help your football team. All right.
This one?
Yes.
Chris.